Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
Grammys, the 58th Grammys last night in Los Angeles. And joining us now I'm assuming he's still in Los Angeles, is Adam Wild from our sister station, Kiss 92.5. Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning. I am actually on Figueroa Street here in L.A. next to a broken water main. Party.
Oh, God. Is there any risk of electrocution or you're good? You're safe?
No,
okay, good.
I'm well back.
Okay, good. Have you even slept? I know that everybody's asking you that, but I mean, what time are we at in L.A.? Like 4:30 in the morning?
3:30.
3:30.
Yeah, so, no, is it 4:30? I don't even know what time it is. Did I sleep? Yes, a couple hours. But you know what? We're so wired up because I think, you know, we did the red carpet last night, went to the show, and I don't know how you don't get excited about that. If you're not excited about that, then the job's not for you.
The performances that were tributes, I think, are a lot of the things that people are talking about this morning, from the tribute to Lionel Richie, which just had so many great things happening. Like, for example, I did not know that I was such a big Demi Lovato fan until that happened last night.
I think a lot of people are realizing that. And I think the best part about that, not only did she just nail the notes beautifully, and truly, there was a reaction inside the Staples Center, too. I mean, this is a jaded crowd. These are L.A. people. They see good performances all the time. But everybody was like, woo, like that was wow. With Lionel Richie, they cut to Lionel Richie, and you see him go, yes, like this was, he loved it.
Yep, stamp of approval, for sure, from the crowd, yeah. And what about Gaga? I loved it. I thought she did an amazing job at the David Bowie tribute, but I'm reading Twitter, and you know how how Twitter is sometimes.
The internet, yeah. Well, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's fine. I just wondered what you thought. Like, what did it look like live? It was so produced and such a crazy, wild thing to watch on television. What did it look like live?
Well, for me, what was so cool is that at the beginning, you know, what you were seeing on TV with her face and, you know, the various kind of incantations of David Bowie's makeup and that sort of thing through the years with that light that they shone on her face, we didn't actually get to see that on stage. So we're watching it on TV on the monitors inside the Staples Center, just like you were. And then she came out and it was like bang, 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 song, you know, hit after hit after hit after hit. And you realize how many great songs David Bowie had. But, you know, I think she was kind of challenged with the fact that, you know, what songs do you go with, right?
How do you pick?
How do you pick? So I think, in the end, I think they went with too many songs because it was just like, you know, here's Let's Dance. Boom, here's Changes. Boom, here's Heroes. But at the same time, I think she was born to do it. Is there a more perfect tribute artist for David Bowie than Lady Gaga?
I thought it was excellent. And then on the country side, the performance we just heard a couple minutes ago of Little Big Town doing Girl Crush, which was so elegant and kind of they refined it into something even more beautiful, if possible, for that song of the year.
Well, and that song was already so delicate and wonderful. And for them to just do it live the way they did it was an incredible feat, and they nailed, each of them nailed their vocal parts. And by the way, four of the nicest people in the world.
Aren't they so gracious and wonderful?
Like, how do you not cheer for them?
I know, I love them so much. They're such great folks. Adam Wild, live from Los Angeles. Listen, stay dry, get some rest, have a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
You too, take care.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings, Country 106.7.